This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Call this segment Breaking Bar, and kind of a tribute to the show Breaking Bad, because the Democrats, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to break Bar, and sadly for them, it won't work. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'll be honest with you, as I start prepping for these shows every day, I think to myself, haven't we covered this? I mean, It's so cyclical, and I don't want to sound like Stephen King where he quit writing because he found out he was writing the same book. But I feel like at times we just cover the same information. And, you know, no offense, but sometimes it gets difficult to make it even more entertaining. You know, the only thing I can tell you is the saga's going to play out. It isn't going to go well for the Democrats. And I do take some solace in looking at what other people say and do and sort of... pardon me, evaluating that type of stuff. For example, Joe Posobiec said, raise your hand if you want to know why Mueller used CrowdStrike's report to conclude Russia hacked the DNC. There isn't any proof because the DNC didn't turn over their servers. So we're talking about speculation, but CrowdStrike, and I didn't do any more research. You guys can probably tell me more about this than I can tell you, but I suspect it's just another one of these Democrat shield organizations that says, oh, yeah, we did our due diligence, and here's what we came up with. Kaya Jones tweeted this. She said, there needs to be an investigation to find out if anyone in the Obama administration had ties to America. And that one cracked me up because, see, now she's on track. Kaya is on track. One of the pussycat dolls. You remember, don't you think your boyfriend was hot like me? A girlfriend. No, your girlfriend. Don't you think your girlfriend? I was thinking about myself when I was singing that. Anyway, the point is, she's right. The Democrats, find me a Democrat who truly loves this country, who understands that we are fallible, we make mistakes, but, you know, guess what? We're still America, still the greatest country in the world. Find me one that really believes that, that doesn't want to, quote, fundamentally change America, that isn't doing all this social justice warrior nonsense. Did you guys see the story? What was it? It was one of these stories where somebody got arrested for misgendering or something like that. I'll come up with it. I remember what it was. But I remember thinking, are you serious? This is where we've come to in this country. You guys got to find me that story, because you know the one I'm talking about. Anyway, Democrats don't like this country, and I can't figure out why. Well, I know why. They've been trained not to like it, but where did it come in? I guess it really was the Soviet influence back in the 1950s and 60s. They said, we're going to poison academia, because academia is poisoned. Anyway, it's bad news for the Dems. I come on this show to explain things to you, and I guess to sort of keep us all from feeling like it's hopeless, because it isn't. Prior to Trump, knowing what I know now on the inside, I would tell you, prior to Trump, it was hopeless. If Hillary Clinton had gotten elected, I can honestly tell you, and I look back on it when I remember saying, it, you know, the next morning, if Hillary won, don't feel like it's the end of the world. Though I knew Trump was going to win, I said, but just so everybody's clear, don't go doing something crazy. Don't feel like it's the end of the world. Because I remember in 2012 when Obama won, you people were devastated. I was too, to a degree, but I actually got more resolve. I remember saying to myself, okay, I'm not following anybody else. The Republicans don't know what they're doing. The so-called the thinkers, the people that I respected, they're insignificant. And it got worse in 2016 when people like George Will and Bill Kristol and others, the never Trumpers and anti-Trumpers, became part of. You know, when you watch those people fall, it makes you question what you believed leading up to that. And my belief system completely failed because I put my faith in these Republican leaders, and I no longer have respect for them. So at that point, I made a declaration. I'm not following anybody. I was talking to a group of people the other day, very accomplished people. One woman used to be a TV host. She became a radio person. Another guy's an accomplished physician. Another guy's a wealthy guy in finance and on and on. And I sat there right in front of him and I said, no offense to any of you. I won't follow you. One guy, he looks like he's in his 50s, but he's 70. Very wealthy guy. Looked him dead in his eyes. I said, you are a very accomplished man. I won't follow you. You can join me and be part of what I do, but I will not follow you. And I told him all that. It's time for us to set a course. And the Democrats are, there is no better time for us in, as American citizens and conservatives, pragmatists, people that love this country, that legitimately have no dog in the fight in the sense that I'm not fighting against the left in the sense of, oh, I hate your idea. I'm fighting against you because your ideas are stupid. The way you perceive America is so ridiculous. How do I jump on board with you when you want to arrest people for misgendering? Sorry. If somebody misgenders, okay. It isn't like your world is crushed because some transsexual gets called he versus a she. I'm a she. Oh, excuse me. Okay, she. Move on. But here's where we are. And I'm telling you, you people that are out there being pansies and allowing your children to grow up with cry closets and safe spaces and raising a generation of cream puffs, shame on you. You can't have warrior without war. That's the way words work. What are we leaving to America, what are we leaving to the world when we don't respond back? When we just let people do what they want to do? It's not the world I want to leave. Let me tell you the world I want to leave. I want to leave a world where we sided on righteousness. We absolutely fought Democrats tooth and nail and stopped them in their tracks because they are the most deceitful, devious, lecherous people on the planet. And we said, that's not what's going to represent America. By the way, that's not what people come here for. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. Anyway, we got a great show. Tariffs in China, North Korea, Democrats in turmoil. That's what I'm going to be talking about and how Donald Trump's going to save the day. I know liberals hate him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Last week, the Wall Street Journal reported that Inspector General Horowitz is close to concluding his inquiry into the genesis of the Russia probe. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. I asked a question earlier, do Democrats really love America? Let me put it to you this way. Flip this script any way you want. We're looking to get to the bottom of it. If the Republicans did what they did, as much as I would hate it, I would be saying to you, heads must roll. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I get it. It's ideologically speaking, you're like, man, you know, I want my side to win. We have one side. It's America. And if the Republicans weaponized the government as they did against private citizens, people that were just associated with Donald Trump, why? Because they didn't like the results of an election. I would be fighting tooth and nail for it. I believe most of you would agree with me. Anyway, you want to talk about opening up a can of kick butt. I said I wanted to title the previous segment Breaking Barr. Because the Democrats want to break a bar. but it's not going to happen. And now the worm is turned. Horowitz is going to issue his report. Now, Horowitz is a Democrat, blah, blah, I don't, you know, you get it. There's pause. There's reason to take pause. There's reason for concern because you know these people don't care. But let me just say this. He's got a real hill to climb if he thinks he's going to sell the American public on, oh, yeah, the Steele report gave all the reason for the FBI to do what they do. There's no way you can come back with that. What's funny is they couch things in a language that leave the left some wiggle room, like that's what Mueller's report. Mueller says, well, there's no conclusion, you know, no conclusion on Russian, but no conclusion on obstruction. Yeah, there is. There's a total conclusion. In the real world, in the logical world, in the pragmatic world, there is a conclusion. Donald Trump did nothing, period. All the things that were done against him and any retaliation, if you want to call it that, was Donald Trump protecting himself from a lie. And as far as I'm concerned, anything that where it's been proven somebody lied against you, you can pull out all, anything is on when it comes to that. I had some people lie on me. A woman, prominent woman, works in the Trump administration now, blatant liar, worst person on the planet. And she lied about me. I recorded her lie, got her to admit it, okay? And not only that, we were having a Twitter battle, and I called her butt out on Twitter. People writing to me, you know, texting me, Kevin, you ought to keep that all private, you know, that's like in-house stuff for us conservatives. And I said, no, it ain't. No, sirree, Bob. Excuse my English, but no, it ain't. No, you didn't. I put it front and center. And it wasn't because I'm trying to be some martyr. It was because I wanted people to know you're not going to hide behind your lie. When it comes to me, we're going to expose it. Then it can bite you, right? Theoretically, if somebody goes, oh, Kevin said this about me, but that's why you shouldn't do it. If somebody goes, oh, Kevin was talking smack about me. If I talk smack about you to somebody, it means I'm willing to say it to your face. Because the way I look at it, whatever conversation I have with the, you know, Joe Schmo is a conversation that I'm willing to back up publicly. Now, there are a few friends I'll say, this is off the record or whatever. But other than that, man, my conversation, I'm willing to have a conversation with you publicly. Yep. Special counsel Mueller's report's out in the open. So now things have returned to the unverified and salacious anti-Trump dossier authored by Steele, especially since its more sensational claims were not substantiated by Mueller's team. So you've got A.G. Barr that's saying, look into it. Horowitz has already looked into it, and he's supposed to come back with his findings. Now, let me tell you something. The Democrats know the findings. Here's what you can bet in D.C. There is nothing that these leftist clowns are not willing to do to get to the information quicker than anybody else. I don't care whether it's given the debate questions to Hillary Clinton or finagling Bernie to give up the ghost and just turn the thing over to Hillary Clinton or whatever. Whatever dirt these people need in order to further their nefarious deeds, they will do. You think Watergate was something them listening in on through tapes? These people have the NSA spying on us, listening to our stuff. They got them looking over our emails, they're bugging your phones, they're watching you on your computers. No limit to what they're willing to do to save their butts. It is DEFCON 1 for the Democrats. The dossier has got them scrambling around like sprayed roaches, and rightfully so. Because everybody knows on both sides of this issue that dossier was phony. It is compressed plywood that they're trying to tell you is the Amazon jungle teak. You get what I'm saying? It is completely fake fraud, never should have been used, and everybody knows it. So guess what they're doing now? They got a scramble. They got people hitting the circuit
talking about, oh, here's what's really happening. Trump is guilty, and we need his taxes, and we need, and, well, here's, let's go back to Watergate and all this. And you know what's funny? When they go back to Watergate, there was a TV deal, I swear, it went back to Watergate. And I was thinking to myself, you know the difference between Watergate and Trump? Nixon was guilty. Nixon actually did it. They are still referencing this as if Trump is guilty and Trump is Nixon. You want to know who's Nixon here? The Democrats. That's who's Nixon. Listen to any of these reports and you will think Trump is Nixon, as if he was listening in on Hillary Clinton. Because Don Jr. had a meeting where the Russians were supposed to give him some dirt on Hillary. How many meetings do you think that Hillary had where their people promised dirt on Trump? Dozens. You better know it. This is a joke. And it's this typical Democrat playbook. Let's twist it around. Let's make these people look like they're the guilty party. We know who the guilty party is. And let me tell you, this doesn't go well. And to declare that Barr is in contempt of Congress, you want to talk about poking the tiger. Yeah, I bet he's got lots of contempt for him at this point. I hope he decides to pull an Eric Holder and stay in contempt. Because I can't wait until we get to throw that up in the faces of the left. Hey, didn't Holder not show up when he was attorney general? Democrats claim this is some sort of constitutional crisis. So I was asking, how many crises are we up to at this point with the Democrats? Armageddon for the economy, Armageddon for the stock, Armageddon for this, Armageddon, the crises? The only crises is the Democrats are in deep kimchi, and we're about to find out how deep.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China is planning to increase tariffs next month on $60 billion worth of American goods. This is days after the U.S. increased tariffs on Chinese imports. Many people are wondering when all these tariffs will start affecting their pocketbooks. Former Walmart CEO Bill Simon says you have to remember,
Walmart, like most of the rest of the big retailers, got a really big tax break with the changes in the corporate tax laws. Retailers were disproportionately impacted positively by that. So that's why they were able to absorb a lot of the first round.
The Dow opened lower on Monday and is currently down over 500 points. Actress Felicity Huffman on Monday pled guilty to charges related to the college cheating scandal. Huffman formally pled guilty to paying $15,000 for her daughter to get more time on the SATs and have her wrong answers corrected. Huffman also pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud last month. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My question is, based on your firing and the attempted firing of other DOJ officials and the debate over whether or not this constitutes obstruction of justice, as a former prosecutor and FBI director, where do you think the line should be drawn between executive power and obstruction of justice?
Well, hard to say in the abstract, except maybe this, that the president is not above the law, and I don't accept the notion that because the president is the head of the executive branch, he can't ever obstruct justice in connection with the executive branch activities. That's just crazy and a recipe for lawlessness. So the question is, did the president act in a way that manifested a corrupt intent, not the discharge of his constitutional duties, but a corrupt intent to interfere with an ongoing proceeding or to intimidate or tamper with a witness? That's a factual question. There's a whole lot of facts laid out in Bob Mueller's report that raise serious questions about whether there's a chargeable case for obstruction and witness tampering against this president.
Do you think he had criminal intent based on what you have seen now in the Mueller report?
It sure looks like he did in connection with a couple episodes. The direction to Don McGahn to get the special counsel fired is, to my mind, a flaming example
of corrupt intent.
Yes, of corrupt intent. And I know even the attorney general has said, well, what the president meant was he wanted Don McGahn to convey his concerns. Well, really? Don McGahn went and called his lawyer, packed his office, and said he was going to quit. I don't think that's the reaction of the White House counsel when it's about conveying
concerns. So in your opinion, there was corrupt intent, at least in several of those episodes.
Sure looks that way from the report's factual recitation.
Factual recitation? You know when somebody's trying to, you know, give you some BS. Sure looks that way from the report's factual recitation. It's a yes or no question. Do you think that he tried to, you know, obstruct justice? Yeah. The report certainly indicates that. Pretty easy to answer, right? Hey, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson's here to listen to. That was disgraced former FBI director James Comey. That's the only way I will describe Comey as disgraced, because that's what he is. And he asked the question between executive power versus obstruction of justice. And it's a teed up question, because we know the difference between somebody saying, look, here's my authority that's granted within the Constitution, et cetera, versus I'm trying to interfere. What interfere with an investigation, interfere with a snipe hunt, a witch hunt, a turned con job? And Democrats like James Comey want you to believe that Donald Trump was obstructing this. Donald Trump wanted to get to the truth. His concern was, are you actually going to get there? Or, you know, I mean, so Comey says, did the president act in a way with corrupt intent to interfere, to intimidate witnesses? He believes there's a chargeable case. You know, but you have to determine, is it a chargeable case in witness tampering on a witch hunt? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That was James Comey on CNN in a town hall format hosted by Anderson Cooper. I caught about 30 seconds of the show before I knew the agenda. I didn't watch it. It was on. I walked by. I stopped to see what Comey had to say because I hadn't seen him in a while. And then as soon as I heard what came out of his mouth, I said, this guy's just continuing the leftist lies. Keep in mind, Hillary Clinton had done the same thing a few days earlier. She appeared on Rachel Maddow's show, and on that show, she attempted to make a new initiative about Trump's taxes, saying China needs to get Trump's taxes or whatever. So they get Trump's taxes, and then they go, well, over a decade, he lost over $1 billion. Wow. A businessman lost money during a rough time. Rough time for a lot of people. I'm shocked. How many of you lost money during the decade of Obama? My hand's up. I'm no billionaire, but I tell you this, whatever little I had, it went down the drain with Obama. How many other people do you think could raise their hand during that period and say, I lost money? It's funny. People lose money, but for the Democrats, there's so many bad things here. During that period, Pelosi, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton all feasted during the worst economic era of the country in modern history. They feasted. All of them made crazy money. Donald Trump loses money. Now, this was back decades ago, but he lost $1 billion. There was a report where they gave, he was only worth $500 million when he claimed to be a billionaire at this period. Oh, he was only worth $700 million. And every time they did it, his net worth was rising in comparison, even though he may say, I was worth $3 billion. They go, he's only worth $1 billion. Then he says, I'm worth $5 billion. Well, he was only worth $2 billion. That's their fight against him. And when they got the taxes, it wasn't that he cheated or anything. It's that he wasn't making as much money as he said. He doesn't have the Midas touch. Well, somebody better let him know, because this economy certainly thinks he does. Anyway, as I said, Hillary Clinton went on the tour. Oh, Donald Trump's a bad guy. And so she's out there on Maddow. Comey's out there with Anderson Cooper. Hey, any surprise here that the media is still trying to play cover your butt? Meanwhile, the New York Times is going, hey, look, we're going to distance ourselves from this a little bit and start turning over some evidence that we think is going to hopefully save our skins. Democrats are in trouble, folks, making the rounds, playing high stake, cover your butt, because they're in big trouble. And you know why I know this? It's because they claim that Donald Trump is in big trouble. Here's what Comey said. He says Trump has likely committed crimes that could be cause for indictment once he leaves office. And were he not president, likely would have already been indicted. That is absolute nonsense. What Comey is telling you is what his fear is. You get what I'm... Man, how many... I swear, this is so rich. I love this. I really do. I love coming on here and telling you guys that I always give you the secret decoder ring. Listen to what the Democrats tell you. They're telling you their own fears. They're telling you what they are doing. It's the most public, in-your-face confession that you could get. But they project... And so if you accept it, if you go, oh my gosh, Trump's going to get indicted, and you buy into it, they're like, yes, yes, sold it. And you're going, you walk away feeling bad. They've projected, and so they're like, whew, thank God Kevin bought that. It gives me just a little bit more breathing room, and then they go have their nightmares. Because that's what it is. Comey knows what's coming for him. An indictment after the fact. One can only imagine, folks, how the Democrats feel behind the scenes here. The clandestine meetings where they give out the talking points and the strategies for themselves into the media. Needless to say, these co-conspirators, these plotters against Trump, are in a full meltdown right now.
disregard anything you're seeing in media. Disregard the cool, collected look of them and how they go in front of the media. They have rehearsed it. They have talked about it. You know why they, when they did the, when they get you like two people doing a crime, they put them in separate rooms? They haven't done it yet with the Democrats. But let me tell you, the day where they start picking these guys off one by one is coming faster than you can even imagine. And I want you to think about it. We've been talking about this now for the better part of 2 years. I've been telling you, in D.C. terms, that's fast. What's happened in the last 2 weeks? What's happened? We have definitive evidence that Barack Obama's State Department knew that the Steele dossier had a timeline on it. And that timeline was get it out before the election. They knew it was bogus. They wanted it out. And now you can start going backwards and connecting the dots. Folks, this is done. You found this out in the last week. An FBI guy comes out and says Comey is in deep trouble. You found this out. I mean, this revelation came in the last week. Think of what's happened in the last week to 10 days and ask yourself, did somebody just add an accelerant to this fire? Because that's what's happened. Even after the Mueller report completely exonerates President Trump, the Democrats press on, and there's a reason for that. They live on a muscle memory of a time when the media would just repeat the lie and make it the truth. But the truth wins in this case. And the truth can be summed up in two words. Steele dossier. And I don't mean the truth within that document. I'm talking about the truth about that document. Talk about putting all your eggs in one defective basket. The Democrats bet on Christopher Steele, a man hired to create a fake dossier, get it entered into the record before the election. And now we know, and now we have the memos, and I'm just waiting to see what Inspector Horowitz has to say about this, because it is not going to be good for the Democrats. Art, are you still listening? Carl, are you out there?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland at yahoo.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, why is this important? We should all be concerned if our government's getting a warrant against an American citizen under the FISA Surveillance Act without accurate information. What do we know? We know that without the dossier, the warrant would not have been issued. People in charge tell us that. We now know that the author of the dossier, Christopher Steele, was on the payroll of the Democratic Party. He was not a reliable informant for the FBI. He was trying to destroy Trump because he's paid by the Democrats to take Trump down. They knew all of this and should have known all this before they applied for the warrant. So here's what needs to happen. Somebody needs to go to the FISA court and tell them that the FBI had plenty of notice that this guy was on the payroll of the Democratic Party and he was out to get Trump and the dossier was not verified.
Senator, I'm not that smart. Would that be a conspiracy to commit fraud on a FISA court? And where I grew up in New York, yeah, and I know down in South Carolina where you grew up, you were, well, yeah, you were living in a bar. I was working in a bar until 4:30. We have similar backgrounds. Yeah. Where I grew up, you say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, so, yes, your honor, no, your honor. And if you lie to the judge, it's not going to work out really well in the end.
Well, here's the question. How could you not know that Steele should be looked at really hard, given what Orr said and given his actions on October 11th? You got to remember, the guy who started this, Steele, went to the State Department, and I don't know why he went to the State Department, for the express purpose of having the State Department release the dossier before the election.
And that was memorialized, we now know. That's the interesting part, and we have more
emails coming before the warrant.
This is going to end badly for the Democrats. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Democrats in deep trouble. And I'm just telling you, if you know them, rub it in their faces. I don't mean in a mean-spirited way, but talk about your politics. Say, hey, looks like you guys have some pretty serious issues coming up, huh? Huh? What are you thinking? What are you thinking about doing about that? Here's a question I like to pose to them. I say, what if everything you believe is wrong? What if? What if you believe Obama had a scandal-free administration? What if it's wrong? You believe Obama was the smartest guy to ever be president? What if it was wrong? Hillary Clinton is who you wanted. What if you find out she's a cheap scoundrel, a lying skank? What will you do then? Just curious. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. There's no way to get around the Christopher Steele report. No way. For those of you out there concerned, Art, I know you are. You send me notes. Carl, we still have this ongoing little thing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the radio audience is saying for us to get a room. But Carl, I'm telling you, bro, it's going to go down bad for the Democrats. You're finally going to get that justice you were looking for. No room needed. Just a man crush between you and me, Carl. Anyway, you get what I'm saying here, folks. I'm not talking about with me and Carl. I'm talking about with the Democrats. Toast. Can't get around the Steele report. The Steele dossier. Can't get around it. And all it's going to prove is Mueller didn't want to come to the logical conclusion that the only conspiracy involving the Russians was a conspiracy of using the Russians to make it look like Donald Trump was doing something nefarious, when in fact, the Democrats were the ones doing the very same. Leading me back to what I always tell you, Democrats do what they tell you, whatever they accuse you of is what they're doing. If a Democrat says to you, you must be messing around, my friend, you know they are. You get what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way it works for them. It keeps the suspicion off of them. And in normal human nature, yeah, it does. It'll work. People go, wonder what that's going over there. Because we've been taught to jump to conclusions, so they do it first. You're a scoundrel. And you're like, wait, what? And by the time you even get to respond, as they say, the lie has gone around the earth twice before the truth even puts its shoes on, you're sitting there going, why does everybody think I'm a scoundrel? But if they go, you're a scoundrel, you go, oh, really? You're the bigger scoundrel calling me a scoundrel? And they're like, what did you just, well, did he just fight back by calling me? I'm no scoundrel. Yeah, you are. You're a total scoundrel. You want to know how I know? Because you're trying to call me a scoundrel. That's what a scoundrel will do. And you just don't, and then you don't quit talking. You keep on going. Don't get defensive. Go offensive. Don't look at me, guys. I'm just telling you, go offensive. Go boom. Here you are. Yeah, I know who the scoundrel is. It's you. Your mama was a scoundrel. Your daddy was a scoundrel. All your kids, your siblings are scoundrels. Everybody associated with you is a scoundrel. I mean, just don't let up. People are looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, that's the way you win. Democrats are pulling out all the stops because they have to. The only solution the Democrats have at this point is one thing. There's only one thing that can save the Democrat Party. You want to know what it is? They got to get rid of Trump. Trump he's a wild card they never figured on. I remember when they started positioning for Trump to win. And this is during the primaries. And I was going, Democrats, or when they finally made the comment, like, well, I think Hillary Clinton came out and said, well, I think, quite frankly, Donald Trump would be, you know, probably their best candidate. And I remember it was something along those lines. And I was like, what? Okay, set up.
setup, they want Trump because they think he's beatable. And I said, the same identical time that thought went through my brain, I went, Democrats better be careful what they wish for. Donald Trump is probably the worst candidate. I mean, in terms of who you want to face. He's the worst one. And they got him. And you know what happened after that. So here's Pelosi telling us why they Trump is not the man. Here it is. Check out this clip. I think you're going to get as much enjoyment if you haven't heard it. And if you have, we'll interpret it. But I'm telling you, this is telling what she says.
But anyway, we have to make sure. This will sound political, but we have to make sure that the Constitution wins the next presidential election. We can't be worrying about, well, how long is this going to take or that. It'll take as long as it does. And we will press the case so that in the court of public opinion, people will know what is right. But we cannot accept a second term for Donald Trump if we are going to be faithful to our democracy and to the Constitution of the United States. And that is just a fact. So we have to operate on many fronts. We have to operate in the Congress, in the courts, and in the court of public opinion. And we must win the next election.
Constitution wins the next election. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Nancy Pelosi. And I don't know if you sensed her desperation, but she's desperate. But I'll ask you this just at the beginning of that, then we're going to dissect what she said. Have you ever heard a Republican say something so bold publicly? We cannot accept a second term of Barack Obama. And we must do everything we can in order to defeat him and all and on. You may believe that, but, you know, it's hard. I mean, I don't remember. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't recall anybody ever saying it. And she says, the court of public opinion, that, you know, that's what's going to determine what is right, can't accept a second term for Trump if we believe, if we are faithful to the democracy. First of all, the Speaker of the House doesn't realize that we're in a constitutional republic and not a democracy. Big mistake on her part, because she believes that a few people are going to be the ones who, you know, make this happen. And that's why they don't care about what you say. See, the democracy for her is a handful of people who have determined that they want us to be ruled by them. That's where we are. They're mad that you picked Trump, so they're saying, okay, we can't trust you anymore. We'll do this ourselves. And he says, she says, when she says that if we're going to be faithful to the democracy, we have to not let Trump have a second term. And she says, that's just a fact. And her audience gives this tepid clap, like, yeah. And then here's what she did. She tells you the exact way they're going to do it. They got to operate on many fronts. Congress, the courts, and the court of public opinion. They're already doing two. Congress is obstructing. The courts, they're suing Trump. They're bringing people in. They think they've got the strategy for this. And, of course, they're working on the court of public opinion. And here's what's interesting to me. They're losing on all those fronts. It's not going to work. I know people are worried. I tell you all the time. God tells you. That's why he's there, so you don't have to worry.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.